Amelia Burke, or Amelia Burke Garcia,
yeah.
Okay, who is from Westat, who's going to be talking about where online meets offline using social media groups for influenza vaccination. Thank you.
Thanks. Good morning. I'm Amelia Burke Garcia. I'm newly married, so I'm still getting used to that name change. I am the Senior Director of Digital Media for Westat, and I wear another hat, which is the Program Director for CDC's National Influenza Vaccination Campaign. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about how we use social media for the flu vaccination campaign to drive vaccinations. So I always like to set a goal for my presentations to tell you where I intend to take you over the course of the presentation. And so what I hope to accomplish today is to demonstrate how engaging social media groups, and I'll describe a little bit what I mean by that in a minute, drove seasonal influenza vaccinations amongst the members of those groups for the 2011-2012 season. But before I go there, I'm just going to take a step back and talk a little bit about how social networks have always been influential. Social media, as it is today, the format is new, but the influence of social networks has always been around. We've always been involved in our communities, our families, our churches. And in fact, you're probably all familiar with this concept of 6 degrees of separation, where the idea is that we're all sort of connected within 6 degrees of each other, and it was made most famous by Kevin Bacon and the parlor game 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. But Malcolm Gladwell came along and he challenged this. He said that in the world of 6 degrees of separation, not all degrees are equal. So your connection to one person isn't the same as your connection to the other. And in fact, that connection is only part of the equation. That just because I'm connected to you, because I know you, doesn't necessarily mean that I influence you. And so he said that really we are only influential within 3 degrees. So how does this apply to public health? Well, Darren Carr of Social Media Today says that social media provides us with the tools to understand what consumers are doing online and why they're doing it. And BJ Fogg from Stanford University takes that one step further to say that, in fact, interactive technologies can change people's attitudes and behaviors and lead to behavior change, and that this, in fact, is happening. And finally, the Pew Internet and American Life Project takes that one step further and say that this really is the future of healthcare. So how has CDC tapped into this to promote seasonal influenza vaccination? Well, a bit on the program, the campaign seeks to target a number of key audiences. The general recommendation is for everyone 6 months and older to get their flu vaccination. However, within that audience, there are priority audiences such as minority groups, chronic disease sufferers, pregnant women, parents and caregivers of young children, older adults, and healthcare providers. And the goal of the campaign is to really raise awareness amongst those audiences around the importance of getting your seasonal vaccine, and then ultimately to drive people to get vaccinated. The campaign is underpinned by the trans-theoretical model, which I'm sure you're all familiar with. It's otherwise known as stages of change. And the idea here is we look to really assess an individual's readiness to make those behavior changes and address that person where they are in that continuum. And then, so to this end, CDC has developed a plethora of materials that speak to the individual needs and realities of the audiences that we're trying to reach. So as we were trying to decide what to do with, in terms of social media support to the campaign, we really wanted to focus on social media as an opportunity to create an environment that supported that process of change and really touched on the deeper connections that we can get through social media, and specifically, that 3 degrees of influence. So we did a pilot study with Meetup.com. For those of you that are not familiar with Meetup, it's this online social network where people organize themselves online and meet up offline. It is comprised of over 11 million members across 100,000 groups across 45 cities worldwide. So it's a large network of different types of groups. So CDC worked with Meetup to engage 75 groups across the country. And the characteristics of these groups, there were a couple of key things that we looked for. First and foremost, by tapping into Meetup, these groups organized themselves around shared common values. So you're not necessarily going out to groups that are, I'm a pregnant woman group or I'm a chronic disease group, but they might be pregnant women who get together for, you know, walks in sort of a healthy pregnant women group. And or you might get to, you might reach chronic disease groups because it's, you know, pain groups or cancer groups. And so you really looked at them not necessarily as people with health issues, but as what were the common values that were bringing those groups together. We did target, this was a voluntary thing, so we took whoever was interested, but we did try and get groups who were in low vaccination areas. And then we wanted to try and get a mix of our target audiences. So we had groups that were pregnant women groups, parenting groups, older adult groups, and chronic disease groups. We also, what's not shown here, we did have healthcare provider type groups. And we challenged these groups. We said, just take one of your normal meetup events, and instead of doing that event, go and get vaccinated together. So what were the results? When I plan and evaluate social media campaigns, I use what's called a social framework. It stands for Strategic Online Communication Insights and Learnings, and it looks to sort of collate your data into one of four verticals: reach, which is how far did your campaign reach, how many people did it reach; insights, what did we learn; actions, what were the tangible actions that resulted from your campaign; and then value, putting a value to your campaign, especially where social media can be heavily labor intensive. For this particular campaign, where we want to look for the data to support our behavior change objectives, specifically around driving vaccinations, it's, you can find that really in insights in the insights and actions verticals. So in terms of insights, we saw a 12% increase in intention to get vaccinated. We saw that 17% of the groups that we worked with actually got vaccinated together. Our original goal was 10%, so that's almost twice. And there was a 28% decrease in negative attitudes towards flu vaccination. We also heard anecdotally from groups that by making this, doing this type of campaign, it really helped flu vaccination to stay top of mind. So in the midst of everything else you're doing at this time of the year, with back to school and holidays, doing something like this really kind of served as a reminder to people. We also heard that by building it into something that these groups normally do, we didn't ask them to do anything different. We didn't ask them to do anything additional. We just said, you know, if you're going to go out to dinner, why don't you go to a Walgreens? It was not a huge shift or sort of ask of them. It really actually made it very easy and tangible and successful for them to be able to do. In terms of actions, CDC's flu vaccination messages were mentioned at almost 1,000 different events. Almost 9,000 meetup.com members heard the CDC message. And over 50% of people who heard the message at a meetup event shared it with somebody outside of their meetup. So we know that the message spread beyond just this meetup program. And ultimately, we heard people got vaccinated. And over 300 people were able to be vaccinated because of this program. And I'll pause here, and I sort of go back to the first presentation and talk about, in the world of potential possibility for how many people you could vaccinate, 300 is not a lot. But this was the first time this was being done. It was a first-to-market campaign, not just for CDC, but as well for Meetup. So we didn't really know how people would react to having a flu vaccination campaign engage them and ask them to go get vaccinated together. So we actually were very pleased with not just the data that we could collect, but the fact that people actually got vaccinated. So just a couple of next steps, because we are going to be doing this, we are in process right now in season, starting to work with the meetup groups again, but we want to apply these learnings. So at the end of last season, we reached out to the groups and we asked those that wanted to participate again. So we're going to re-engage those, but then we're also going to be expanding our reach and going out to other groups. We're also looking for other opportunities to kind of take this online-offline model and use other types of networks. And for those of you who may be runners or triathletes in the audience, active.com is it's the engine that runs a lot of the registration sites for races. Active has another arm of its business that does, where they have a membership of hundreds and hundreds of YMCAs, campgrounds, local organizations on the ground that do physical activity type work. We are going to be working with them to engage over 300 of their local organizations to help disseminate messages and materials this season. We also are going to be, like I mentioned, looking to organically engage these groups over time so that it becomes more sustainable. So what we're trying to do is kind of build a network and build those relationships up. And so just a few key takeaways as I wrap today. Social media offers the opportunities to connect the on and offline worlds, opportunities to connect these worlds, make the health behavior tangible and doable. Applying lessons learned from pilots can help really amplify the results. So thank you.